It's Bosch and Marsh.
Back for another episode. This is a special episode.
They're all special.
I mean, we're pretty special.
Mm-hmm.
But this one we have to mention Seth.
Don't we mention Seth at all?
That is true.
I know. Well, yeah, we can get right into it. We're just talking about how Seth was really loud at the soccer game the other night.
Really loud is probably an understatement. I mean, he was
at the top of his game vocally, that's for sure.
Definitely.
In volume and concentration, I guess.
And some of his comments were inappropriate, to say the least.
Oh, yeah. The one thing he said. Seth, you know what we're talking about. I don't think he's going to listen to this, but if he does, you know what we're talking about. The ocean-going people. That's an acronym. Or no, that's a synonym. Yeah. Synonym.
Yeah, synonym.
You know what a synonym is, but...
It's like cinnamon.
Yeah.
But with, like, sugar in it, too.
Yeah, sugar and spice makes everything nice.
Yep. Anyway, so yeah, Seth was on top of his game vocally.
Uh-huh.
And that was one. And then, obviously, Mrs. Schmidt and Mrs. Briz were both...
It's a great group chat at this point.
Oh, yeah. So there's this group chat. It's Bosch himself, Marsh himself, Mr. Schmidt. Mrs. Schmidt, Mrs. Briz, and Howie. Yeah. And, I mean, that thing is on fire.
It really is. I don't think they pay any attention to their kids.
I'm not sure they do.
Not after 9 o'clock, anyway.
Apparently, they both have a crush on some hockey player.
No, Mrs. Schmidt does. Mrs. Briz doesn't.
But Mrs. Briz likes Mr. Schmidt's teeth. It's a very confusing...
I think you got that wrong, too.
I don't know what I got
I think wrong. Mrs. Schmidt is at fault for most of the...
Probably.
...problem.
But yes, Mrs. Schmidt is generally at fault.
Yeah. Although she did buy a Bosch and Marsh shirt, which can't be said for everyone, so...
That's true. Some of you weren't devoted enough.
A lot of these people who are listening probably don't have one.
Not to mention any names.
Why did you cough like you were going to then? Well, normally when people cough, they say it and pretend they cough. You just coughed.
Here's the thing. I just coughed, and it's not to mention any names. And then everybody who doesn't have a shirt will think, oh, he's talking about me, calling me out.
Oh, nice.
So this is like a way to get at everybody without mentioning any one person specifically.
All right, well, don't tell them that. That way they just feel attacked.
That'll go in on our VIP page that you have to pay money for.
Yeah, we're going to get a Patreon. Or maybe an OnlyFans.
I think you can get that.
I can get the OnlyFans.
Yeah, you probably can.
I'd probably make bank on OnlyFans.
You probably would. I think Drew would probably.
Hit us up on Instagram if you want to see Bosch doing OnlyFans.
There you go.
I'm going to have to turn notifications off for my DMs now.
Yeah, it's true.
Bosch, please.
Please, Bosch, please. OnlyFans. So yeah, definitely shoot us a DM if you would like Bosch to get one.
Or if you don't. Let's just get a lot of DMs. How about that?
Okay.
Yeah, unless if you do or don't, put it that way.
Just let us know. We'll do whatever the fans want, right?
Yeah, sure.
Let's see. What else do we have? Oh, yeah, yeah. So Mrs. Schmidt and Mrs. Briz, they don't believe that Lauren and Claire are real.
True.
Honestly, sometimes I don't believe that Claire is real either, because I just can't imagine that there would be anyone else in the world who likes Jack's style of music. So I wonder if sometimes he just made her up. But
you mean Young Gravy?
Yeah.
Yeah, Young Gravy fans are few and far between.
Agreed. And there's a reason for that.
I also really like, you should listen to Bestie. Everybody go listen to Bestie. It's a quality tune.
Don't go listen to Bestie.
Don't go listen to it.
Let's see, what else do we have to mention? Josh Bird has slacked off slightly.
Well, no, he's been grinding it, but it's not counting his listens now, because it must be something to do with the short episode. So no, Josh, that's not on you. Don't worry.
Josh, how about you get new Spotify?
Really?
It probably is recognized that he's played it so many times.
We'll see what happens with this one.
Yeah.
We'll make it a little bit longer, just to make sure it works.
Well, how short was the last one?
Like 2 minutes.
Oh, so we're already double that.
Yeah. We were going to talk about something else. Oh, yeah, I got a new job spreading tar. I got it in my hair today.
You spread tar on your hair today?
No, I got grease in my hair today.
That's really cute.
Because the excavator whacked a tree, and then my head whacked the tree, and it got in my hair. So I might just buzz my hair.
Really?
Yeah.
You should buzz your hair.
I really want to.
Let's set to it. Let's
I'll do it on my OnlyFans if that works out.
Ooh, if that works out, you'll buzz your hair on your OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Okay. That'd be pretty sweet.
I think so.
You'll have a lot of subscribers.
I know. Charge like $5 a month or something.
Yeah. You could charge more than that if you're buzzing your hair.
That's a good point.
Let's see. Other life updates.
I was going to say, I buzz my hair naked, but I realize we have children listening, so I won't say that.
No. You wouldn't want to say that.
I wouldn't say that.
Not about your OnlyFans.
No.
Oh, yeah. Big Dave texted us. He was slightly salty.
Oh, yeah.
He says, I didn't get a kangaroo shout-out. How dare you? Hey, Dave, you didn't get the kangaroo shout-out because...
You haven't paid for your stupid shirt.
Yeah, you haven't paid for your shirt. Once you pay for your shirt, I'll mail it to you, right? Exactly I was going right. to bring it skiing, Dave, but my humblest apologies. I completely forgot.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I gave you that extra long hug as I arrived. Dave is cousin of Marsh, by the way.
Oh, also, I'm going to slap you in tennis ball assassination. If I get you, I'm going to take you
What is
down.
Tennis ball assassination?
Did you not sign up for the...
I thought we had to do brackets.
The new assassin? Did you sign up for the new assassin?
Do you have to do a bracket?
No.
Oh, really?
It's just regular assassin, but with tennis balls.
Oh.
So you slap tennis balls at people.
Okay, hold on.
How did you not get in that?
I will text Anne right now.
You got it like a week, but... Jeez. I don't know that I have too much more to say, to be honest with you.
Wait, so how does it work? I have to go slap them with a tennis ball?
There's a lot of rules. Like, there's very few places and times you can actually do it.
Okay, good.
But, yeah, you have to just hit your target with a tennis ball to get them out.
Okay, that's pretty cute.
You have to leave, like, a bruise or draw blood for it to count.
Actually?
No.
That'd be awesome.
Actually, no. Yeah, that would be kind of cool, though. I'd tear Howie up.
Mm. Oh, we'll tear him up.
I'll tear him up either way.
If you want to see the video of Howie getting a bruise on his rear end
Subscribe
with
Subscribe to my OnlyFans. That sounded weird. All you got out was get a bruise on his rear end.
Well, she started talking. I was going to say with the tennis ball.
Ooh, that's disgusting.
Anyway, I think it's a pretty good episode.
Let's get it to 8 minutes.
Okay. I mean, with our ad...
Yeah, but nobody likes our ad. I don't like our ad anymore.
I don't like our ad either.
We need a new sponsor.
Yeah, we do need a new sponsor. Guys, if we get 3,000 to 5,000 listens on every episode, we will get a new sponsor.
Maybe somebody's, like, mom has a business.
Does anyone's mom have a business?
That wants to sponsor us?
I'm not hearing any agreements.
Well.
Text us if your mom has a business.
It takes time. Yeah, we don't even need her to sponsor us. Just text about her business, and then we'll hit her up.
We'll reach out.
Yeah, we'll reach out.
Check. Never mind.
Free subscription to my OnlyFans for your mom. She sponsors our podcast.
All right. Well, I think that's a pretty good one, eh, Bosch?
Hey.
I will begin working on our Instagram post while we log off.
And tell us a quick joke while we log off.
Quick joke.
This is a really explicit episode, you know?
Yeah. What is a quick joke? Let's see.
Shout out my man Bryce. Hope you feel better. Bryce was a little under the weather.
Bryce who?
Carlson.
Let's see. Funny joke.
Oh, also, I'm sure you all saw how much Lauren texted us. She really wants
She's
to get
really
our attention.
For a reply.
Yeah.
Listen, guys, just give us time. We contemplate every response. You don't need to send, like, thousands of messages in a row.
We do contemplate. I put a lot of thought into my responses.
A ham sandwich walks into a bar and orders a beer. Bartenders say, sorry, we don't serve food here.
Oh, boy. All right, that's a good way to end this, I assume.
Wash and Marsh, signing off.
Signing off.